country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me.
Hey, my woman, the kids and the dogs and me are happy to bring you the Trump phenomenon here tonight. On October 3rd, 2019, and glad you're here for this 60-minute edition of the Trump phenomenon. I'm James Kelso, your host, along with the woman and the kids and the dogs. And I don't have a four-wheel drive. Anyway, here we are in the least visited state in America. Glad to be here, and glad that all those people, that all the right people are not visiting North Dakota. Thank you very much for staying away, all of you. Not you, not the audience here. I hope all of you come up to North Dakota and visit, and I hope some of you come to stay. And actually, a bunch have. Listeners to this show, a bunch of my friends have actually. Actually, I don't know of a single person that I've tempted with the idea of checking out North Dakota. I actually don't know one of those people who came here, checked it out, and didn't stay. I don't know of a single one. So yeah, great jobs, great place, great people. If you like cold winters, great winters. If you don't like cold winters, great spring, summer, and fall. You can read a book over the winter. So here we are. This is the Trump phenomenon. 800-313-9443 is your number to call if you want to participate. And let us begin. Looking back here, I want to just, there are a couple of things I missed from yesterday. So easy to miss in the Niagara Falls, the avalanche, the tidal wave of great messaging coming from Donald Trump. It's easy to miss gems. Here's one. He tweeted this yesterday. Here it is. Yes. And, you know, again, I want to say, you know, their strong language is a part and parcel of the Trump phenomenon. So I partake of that strong language here on this show. I think Donald Trump has accomplished a great deal with the strong language that he uses. And I'm repeating myself a little bit here, but it bears repetition in case any tender ears might be offended by strong words used on this show. Why is it a winner, what Donald Trump does with strong language? Well, first of all, it is the language we all use. Yes, those of you that are out there that are offended by the strong language, you also use strong language, unless you're an incredibly rare person. And it's the language that we all use. And the president is connecting to us, the people, as the populist that he is, by sharing our thoughts, sharing our words, sharing our anger. He's not being some kind of a phony. He's being very real to us. It's why we elected him. It's why he is a leader of us. He's not just a reflection. He's a leader. So that strong language connects with us. Other reasons to use it, and specifically, the strong language is very much merited here because you should be angry. If you're not angry at what's going on, then there's something wrong with you, seriously wrong with you. If you're not really angry, there's something really wrong with you. And you need to fix this. You have a problem. You need to get angry. It is not a virtue to be calm and serene in the face of being screwed and having your entire future stolen from you and future generations. And I'm going to reference that in a moment with this twerp, Greta Thunberg from Sweden, who she's all hot and bothered and red in the face about having her future stolen. Really, really, Greta? No. You got that one backwards. We'll play her in just a moment. But let me go to a tweet I missed yesterday. The do-nothing Democrats should be focused on building up our country, not wasting everyone's time and energy on, and then in all capital letters. He's telling us something here when he does this. He puts it in all caps, bullshit. There's a huge point to that. It would not be the same statement if he said on garbage or on nonsense. How about if he used the word nonsense? It's like, oh, you know, a snooze. No, on bullshit. That grabs the attention and it speaks the truth. It's not nonsense. It's bullshit, which is what they have been doing ever since I got overwhelmingly elected in 2016 by an electoral vote of 223 to 306. Get a better candidate this time. You'll need it. Nice. Very nice. And then, of course, yesterday, I want to repeat it for anybody that missed it yesterday. The beautiful thing was when Donald Trump said in his press conference with the president of Finland, he said, Adam Schiff couldn't carry Mike Pompeo's jockstrap. I like that one, too. Let's find some of the things he's given us, some gems in the last 24 hours. There's a photograph in the president's Twitter account that's been deleted, and it says it's been disabled in response to a copyright owner complaint. I don't know what the photograph is, but I'm thinking it might be the photograph of Joe Biden with Hunter Biden. They're on a golf course holding their drivers, I think they are holding, and a John Kerry, one of the John Kerry people, and others involved in the Burisma multi-billion dollar scam in Ukraine, enabled by Joe Biden, paying $89,000 a month to Hunter Biden. It gets reported as being $50,000. I don't know why people say that. Probably somebody at some point said over $50,000 and that stuck. No, it's $89,000. $600,000 in a year. For more than a year. Where's Hunter Biden? Are there any reporters camped out on Hunter Biden's driveway or front lawn or on his street or watching him? Does he work anywhere? Is anybody trying to get him on camera? No. No. He might even not be in the country. He might be in hiding. He might be a part of the FBI witness protection program. I think that's a distinct possibility. That's something else we'll talk about tonight, how the FBI and the CIA and the intelligence world have gone deep state. John Brennan and James Clapper, DNI and director of the CIA, respectively, in the Obama administration, they have been running a deep state CIA, a deep state FBI that is, along with, you can add this, the enemies list of enemies of the American people, enemies of patriots. The Donald Trump has correctly tagged them now as more than the fake news media. They are the corrupt media. Add the CIA. Add the FBI. And add other fake and corrupt intelligence agencies, which do not work for you, the people. They are in fact, deep state government unto themselves that threatens anybody who steps out of line. That means Donald Trump. The act of courage, Donald Trump defying these people who are infamous, very well known for assassinating national leaders. CIA, assassination teams, you bet. FBI? You bet. CIA, famous for assassinating figures. Donald Trump has balls of steel to defy them as he is defying them. George Washington on his horse, courageously leading Patriot Army at Valley Forge. Nothing compared to the courage. Well, that shouldn't be that steep a hill there. Less courage than that displayed by Donald Trump right now. Great courage of my second cousin, George Washington. Very great courage. But Donald Trump, the greatest courage ever of any American president in the face of mortal danger. Okay, let's go to some more winners here. Oh, speaking of, here's a retweet by Donald Trump of a post by a guy named Dan Scavino. I'm not familiar with him, but it's a graphic that the president, making it important, is not Dan Scavino. You, like me, probably have never heard of him, but he put up a great graphic. The president caught it and has now made it world famous by tweeting it to his approaching 65 million followers on Twitter. It's a graphic of the evil face of Adam Schiff, and the graphic, I'll describe it to you, you have to visualize it. It's just the word bull in bold, bright caps, bull, hyphen, and then the face of Adam Schiff, Shifty Schiff, as the president speaks of him now, Shifty Schiff. So what is Schiff reminiscent of as a word? Bullshit. Bullshit. That's the graphic. And there's no commentary. That says it all. And the president puts that up. Again, this is unimaginable from any previous president. Would Ronald Reagan, if there were a Twitter in his day, would he have put this up? Would Richard Nixon have put this up? Who would have put it up in your lifetime or mine? I go back to Harry Truman. Don't remember Harry Truman, but I was alive. I do remember Dwight D. Eisenhower. Eisenhower putting up the graphic, like, I don't think so. Nobody would. Let's find another one here just to get the conversation going. Oh, let me play this twerp, Greta Thunberg. Listen to her. Listen to this 16-year-old and her eyes. Talk about Trump derangement syndrome. What's with her eyes? Is she okay? I think that the question answers itself when you look at her and listen to her. Talk about somebody stealing anybody's future. Greta.
This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you? You have stolen my dreams and my childhood with your empty words. And yet I'm one of the lucky ones. People are suffering. People are dying. Entire ecosystems are collapsing. We are in the beginning of a mass extinction, and all you can talk about is money and fairy tales of eternal economic growth. How dare you?
Hey, good stuff, huh? How dare you? You know, and this is of course, one of the leaders of the radical left now, Greta Thunberg, spouting absolute scientific nonsense and trying to get that emotional. The left is trying to claim the moral high ground with crap like that. Shall we say bullshit like that? And in fact, of course, what they're talking about, you talk about eliminating fossil fuels. getting carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere. Hey, folks, welcome. You'd want to talk about mass extinction events, Greta? You scientific genius, you. Do you know what plants live on, Greta? What is the food? Let's go to Biology 1. Okay, I don't know if you've had a biology class yet at age 16. Maybe you haven't. And maybe in Sweden they don't teach actual biology. What is the food, the primary food of all plants? Dum, dum, dum. Come on, this, you can answer faster than that. It's carbon dioxide, Greta. That's what plants eat. If you don't feed them carbon dioxide, guess what? They have a mass extinction event. Yeah, and people will be dying all over the world because we need... Another question for you, Greta. Is it nice to have food? Yes, it's very nice to have food. And without carbon dioxide, no food for us. None of those evil cows or pigs or chickens that eat the vegetation that can only live with carbon dioxide. I think I've mentioned this before. If you're a farmer and you have a greenhouse, this is done all over the well, certainly the European world where this technology is used. If you have a greenhouse in which you're growing anything, let's say tomatoes, strawberries, and you want to double your crop, what do you do? What is the simple way of boosting that crop? Oh, well, you seal up the greenhouse and you pipe in this horrible, horrible poison that's killing us all. Carbon dioxide. Oh, my God. God, get that stuff out of our atmosphere. Yes, you pump in pure carbon dioxide, Greta. And guess what? You double your yield of strawberries, tomatoes, or anything else. Big, beautiful, delicious, twice as productive because you're feeding the best fertilizer you can feed a plant, carbon dioxide. Also, for your information, Greta, they probably never taught you anything about the history of planet Earth and the fact that the carbon dioxide content of our atmosphere in earlier ages, periods of great vegetation, included a carbon dioxide atmosphere much, much richer in carbon dioxide than the one we have now. We are carbon dioxide starved. As they go, as Earth atmospheres go over the millions of years, and these records exist in, for instance, bubbles in ice. In Greenland, you can take out an ice core from millions of years ago, open up the bubbles, and you can actually measure the carbon dioxide content of the Earth's atmosphere, you know, 50 million years ago. In earlier eras, the carbon dioxide content of our atmosphere was much greater. Much, much greater than it is today. And the vegetation was consequently much richer. We're actually in a carbon dioxide starved atmosphere right now. If you go on the curve of, you know, we need more carbon dioxide. So anyway, so much for Greta Thunberg. And here's what the president retweeted about her. He retweeted that bit of Trump derangement syndrome from her. I'm sure she hates Donald Trump. I'm sure she must. And then the president retweets this comment from another person. What an actress. I should be in school. She's getting the best education socialism can steal. I won't be held hostage by someone who just got a learner's permit. Sorry, kiddo. Tell Al, as in Al Gore, to try again. And the president says, keep up the good work, to the person who just made that comment. We'll be right back right after this break.
Let's make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like they should. The best of the free life is still yet to come. Good times ain't over for good.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
All right, folks, we're back with more than half our show left to go here, here on the Trump phenomenon. And I've got some gems for you here. Here's a little bit of irony and a sign of progress, a sign of Donald Trump winning over people who are salvageable people in the realm of conservatism, persuading them that his view of nationalism is right. He writes about it today, and he compliments, here's the point I want to make, he compliments Rich Lowry. Rich Lowry, that name may ring a bell for you, on his new book, Nationalism, and here's what the president says. And there's going to be a, you know, there's going to be a punchline to this. He says, Donald Trump writes, what does he write? He writes, oh, what does the president write? Oh, I had it right in front of my face. Well, anyway, he retweets the cover of the book, excited to share my new book, The Case for Nationalism. It's available for pre-order now. It will come out November 5th. How Nationalism Made Us Powerful, United, and Free. That sounds great. The Case for Nationalism. Okay. Okay, well, let's flash back to Rich Lowry back in 2016. What was he? And the president, here's the generosity. The president, oh, here it says, Donald Trump retweeted. So he doesn't give any comment. He just retweets Rich Lowry's promo for his book. Very generous of heart on the part of Donald Trump, because Rich Lowry in 2016 was a never Trumper. Maybe he's come around. He is the editor of National Review. If you'll remember, National Review back in 2016 had an entire issue, Why We Oppose Donald Trump. And in it were people like my old high school classmate, used to sit next to me in class on the same debate team, the same quiz team with me, Michael Medved. I used to hang out at Michael Medved's house. And Medved writes, Trump's defenders, this is Medved writing in 2016, he hates Trump. Now, I don't know whether he hates him now. I don't listen to his show. Any of you that listen to the Michael Medved show, which has, we were told, millions of listeners, I feel sorry for these poor people, but if you have caught his show in the last half year or so or more, let me know. Call into this show and tell me, what is Medved saying about Trump now? Is he pretending to support Trump? He certainly hated his guts in 2016. Well, what's he saying about Trump now? I would be very happy to hear that he's supporting Trump. I'd be very happy to hear that. I wouldn't believe it any further than I could throw it, but I would be happy to hear that. He says, Donald Trump's much-heralded hard line on immigration discards pragmatic reform policies favored by the two most popular conservatives of the last half century, Ronald Reagan and George W. Bush. Building a, and then he makes fun of Donald Trump's wonderful trademark pronunciation of yidge. Building a, and he spells yidge with four U's, yidge wall along the southern border hardly qualifies as a cautiously moderate approach, nor would uprooting 11 million current residents, and I'll insert here Michael Medved when he wrote that, knew damn well that a Yale study and a Berkeley study and others point out very, MIT study, it's not 11 million, it was 22 million, and Mike Medved knew it at the time, 22 million or more current residents, and presumably millions more of their American citizen children and spouses in the greatest forced migration in human history. Worst of all, Trump's brawling, blustery, mean-spirited public persona serves to associate conservatives with all the negative stereotypes that liberals have for decades attached to their opponents on the right. And so anyway, this gets very interesting. So Medved goes on and on how much he hates Donald Trump. If Trump becomes, now well, here, let's get to Mike's perspicacity and intelligence. If Trump becomes the nominee, the GOP is, dot, dot, dot. I'll finish that sentence after this break.
Manners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, folks, hey, I've got a funny one going for you here. I may not have let you know what I was reading from. I was reading from National Review, edited by Rich Lowry, who just got a big endorsement from Donald Trump. So maybe Rich Lowry has come around. He's still the editor of National Review. That was an issue of, in 2016 of National Review, where the whole damn magazine, from cover to cover, was articles on why Donald Trump was the devil. And he had to be stopped. By National Review brand conservatives. Now, here's Michael Medved, my classmate. This is the interesting thing. We just read his assessment of Donald Trump, where he said, he exemplifies everything nasty that liberals stereotype right-wingers with as being nasty and horrible. Here's what Mike Medved wrote about me in his autobiography. This is a few years earlier. Michael Medved wrote in his autobiography entitled Right Turns, he says this about me. He said, my friendship with my old friend Jamie Kelso removed the last obstacle to my identification as a conservative. In other words, he's crediting me with his right turn, exploding the supposition that I'd always feel closer and more comfortable with liberals. As I toiled away at my multiple book projects, let me see here. I'll go a little earlier. He says this. He says, a few months after my memorable reconnection with this visionary friend, that's me, visionary friend from high school, I got the chance to interact. I'll skip a little bit here. He says, let's see here. Oh, I got to find it. I just was reading it just a moment ago. I'll get to it. He says a bunch of really good things about me. He calls me all the things. Here it is. Most importantly, the encounter with my non-conforming high school friend, that's me, shattered the stereotype that described all right-wingers as mean, grim, grumpy, and old, regardless of how one might react to his ideas or his organizational affiliations. I've never felt any special warmth for the dour conspiracy theorists of the John Birch Society. No one could deny Jamie's personal warmth, wit, cheerfulness, youthful energy, and soaring optimism. I'll take that. In fact, some of his words in his tape-recorded interview with me sound downright prophetic. And then here's a quote from me. I'm taking bets that inside of 20 years, this is back in 1975, I said this, I will live on a planet where communism, socialism, big brotherism, collectivism, fascism, and all variant systems of terrorizing free men will repose on the scrap heap of history, unquote, Jamie said, a full 14 years before the destruction of the Berlin Wall, and 7 years before President Reagan predicted that communism would one day reside on the ash heap, quote, the ash heap of history, unquote. So that's kind of fun. Blah, 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 blah. So there's kind of a personal connection there, but Michael Medved, I would love to hear from somebody. What is he putting out on his radio show now, which supposedly has millions of listeners and is in the top, I don't know, top dozen or so radio talk show hosts in the country, shows in the country on the Salem network. Let me know. I could go on and on about my time in high school with Michael Medved. He says here, blah, blah, blah. He says, well, I'll go on. For me, the most important interview centered on the classmate we appropriately designated as the idealist, my old friend and fellow teenaged intellectual, Jamie Kelso. We had shared a number of irresponsible adventures in high school, including the hour we spent together in the local jail in San Clemente, California, busted for allegedly resisting arrest. And then there's pages. I'm reading this online, so they don't have all the pages here on Amazon, so I can't read the rest. I ought to buy the book. I think I have it, actually. I'll dig it out and someday I'll actually read from the book itself. He says, at Jamie's insistence, I also began making my way through Atlas Shrugged, blah, blah, blah. I did find the arguments persuasive and energizing. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. So that was just a trip down memory lane for me. Let's get back to Donald Trump, much more important. Tweets today. Well, today he was in the Villages in Florida. And this is a real important hotbed of right-wingers, conservatives, patriots. So Donald Trump was there at a great event. I didn't hear the audio yet. I look forward to hearing that. And he's on the campaign trail now. He's doing huge, as Medved said, huge rallies around the country. I hope to get to some of those. I've been to two of them, one in Duluth, one in Fargo, took my kids. It was wonderful. It was huge, unforgettable, life-changing. And the let's see here. Let's go to his. Well, let me go to the very top of the Trump Twitter account and see what he's doing right now. As I say, you know, I'm wondering. You know, Medved's audience is conservative, so Donald Trump is. He won the election. He then had to win, among the other things he had to win at, he had to win the Republican Party, at least part of the establishment of the Republican Party, in order to govern. And he's done an incredibly good job of that. Those that are salvageable, people of some character and so on. Looks like Rich Lowry might be a salvageable guy. Other people, by the way, never Trumpers in that article, have turned around. Dana Loesch. She's good on TV now, Dana Loesch. She's a never-Trumper in that article, and others. Let's go to the president. He 4 hours ago, let's put this, his most recent post, let's put it up and play it. Here it is. Let me find it. And can I play it? Does it play? I'm just getting a visual. I don't get an audio on it. So, he says, 4 minutes ago. Aha, this is my favorite kind of post. 4 minutes ago, can you believe that? We are simultaneously fighting the fake news media and their partner, the Democrat Party. Always tough to beat the, quote, press, unquote. But people are beginning to see how totally corrupt they are, and it makes our job a whole lot easier. Bingo, bingo, bingo. There it is. Now here's, now you may have followed the fact that Ambassador Volker, who retired, quit as Ambassador Special Envoy or something to Ukraine. He testified in a closed session before, was it the House Intelligence Committee? But here's Jim Jordan posted this, and the president retweets it 11 minutes ago, praising Jim Jordan, a real patriot from Northwest Ohio. He says, great job, Jim. He says, the facts we learned today, Jim Jordan posting, from Ambassador Volker undercut the salacious narrative that Adam Schiff is using to sell his impeachment ambitions. We hope the American people get to read the transcript of today's testimony and see the truth. Then the president comments, great job, Jim. And then here's a post from Donald Trump. AOC is a whack job. That's the language that we use. She is a whack job. let's find another one. Here's a post from Melania Trump. A great first day in Wyoming. This is 40 minutes ago. A post from Melania. I love this. Reposted by the president, retweeted. A great first day in Wyoming. I met with the Jackson District Boy Scouts at the Elk Antler Arches in the town square, learning about their conservation efforts with the National Elk Refuge. Explored Snake River with fourth graders, seeing lots of natural beauty. Oh, the Snake River is something. I've been there. Wait a minute. No, I haven't. I haven't been to the Snake River. I went to the Green River in Wyoming. Also very beautiful. And let's find another tweet here. Well, all of those very good. Let me check in just a moment here. Check for messages. Nope, nobody's waiting on the caller board. So let's continue. Here is a tweet from the president 38 minutes ago. I love this. 38 minutes ago. As the President of the United States, I have an absolute right, perhaps even a duty, to investigate or have investigated corruption And that would include asking or suggesting other countries to help us out. Absolutely true. And all of the patriots are saying this on, you know, the patriot media everywhere. And those who aren't saying that are outing themselves as never Trumpers. Undercover closet never Trumpers are being outed all over the place because it's showtime at the OK Corral. So you're finding out, you're seeing which way, which side people are on. They're having to out themselves. Nobody can lie low anymore. Let's get another one. He talks about his visit today at the Villages in Florida. And he says, this is yet again, he quotes this, he's quoting Louis Gohmert, great Texas Congressman Louis Gohmert. Quote, this is yet again an example of Democrats projecting their criminal acts on President Trump. President Trump is an innocent man. It is a lawless coup attempt against a duly elected president. And he says, the media is deranged. They have lost their minds. Fake news. He talks about, he retweets his son, Donald Trump Jr., who had a great appearance on the Sean Hannity show last night. Wonderful. And by the way, little commentary here. I don't know how old Donald Trump Jr. is, but he has really grown as a spokesman, as a truly articulate man in the 2.5 years of his father's presidency and the year of campaigning before that. Can you believe it? We've been doing this Trump phenomenon for about four years. My, how time flies. Donald Trump Jr. on Sean Hannity last night was crisp, articulate, powerful, persuasive. I liked it very much. We may be seeing, I mean, he is a force now. Who knows what he may be in the future? We do have to look for people to carry the torch of Donald Trump, take the torch from the father, and carry it on into the future. I think Donald Trump is such a healthy man. He may live for, he might live into his 90s and be crisp and persuasive and powerful all the way. But none of us last forever. President Trump, 13 hours ago, Schiff is a lowlife who should resign. And then, again, this articulateness of the present president, he then puts parentheses, at least, close parentheses, should resign at least. Okay, that's very articulate. What is he saying with the parenthetical at least? He's saying the man should be in prison, not just resign. He should be charged with treason. He should be imprisoned for treason. That's the way that's what I believe. And I think it's very possible the president may believe similarly. And Adam Schiff has committed treason. And, you know, the wonderful story that appears to be breaking, it actually appears to be happening, is that these people, remember Chuck Schumer, I think he was threatening, Donald Trump when he said, when you go against the intelligence establishment, when you go against the intelligence agencies, they have six ways to Sunday to crush you. I forget what the verb was, crush you, ruin you, destroy you. 6 ways to Sunday to destroy you. Chucky Schumer, little Chucky Schumer, was threatening Donald Trump with the, he knew something. Chuck Schumer did. And that is exactly what we've experienced. Two of those intelligence agencies, the FBI, the two of the three most powerful, the FBI and the CIA, in fact, have been, up to their eyeballs, engaged in a coup. And the United States would be better off if both agencies were abolished. That's right. That's what I said. And then the president retweets, in the commentary about the lowlife, he retweets someone named, who says, recalls the Adam Schiff and the nude pictures phone call that we shared last night. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I can get riled. Tell him, Gretchen. Yes, and Donald Trump can get riled. And he was very much so yesterday in his press conference with lambasting the corrupt media. Let me tell you, I just want to end on a high note here, folks. All kinds of good things happening. Donald Trump, what a man of guts. Here's a report on Breitbart. It's the top headline now. Report: the White House is preparing a letter daring Nancy Pelosi to hold an impeachment vote. Wow, nice work. I think that's a great idea. Now, get this straight, folks. The Constitution specifies that the House of Representatives is empowered to impeach, to draw up an impeachment of the president, which is tried in the Senate. It says the House of Representatives is empowered, not the damn Nancy Pelosi. It doesn't say anywhere Nancy Pelosi is empowered to impeach the president. The House is, and this witch on a broomstick takes it upon herself to declare an inquiry into impeachment. No vote, no presentation, no argument, no more argumentation from the lectern of the House of Representatives. This is a dictator. This is a Stalinist, the communist, this creep, Nancy Pelosi. I love the way Donald Trump, take her on, Mr. President, definitely. Let's go. Put up or shut up, Nancy. Yeah, let's have an impeachment vote in the House. Let's let everybody that's a traitor sign up, put their name on the register as a traitor. And then let's see who the men and the women are and the patriots. Let's have it out. I love what the president is doing in this regard. And the, it's just fabulous. This man is such a charger. Let me play this. Maybe we have a few seconds left. Let me play this. It echoes what I just said. This is the president's, he's got this at the top of his own Twitter. Listen to this.
They couldn't defeat him. So now the swamp's trying to take him out. First, the Mueller investigation. Now Ukraine. Politics at its worst. President Trump is changing things, renegotiating bad trade deals, securing our border, creating 6 million new jobs. It isn't pretty. The swamp hates it. But Mr. Nice Guy won't cut it. It takes a tough guy to change Washington. It takes Donald Trump.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Beautiful, beautiful. It takes a tough guy to drain the swamp. Mr. Nice Guy won't cut it. That's the thought we started this show with when we talked about the fact that Donald Trump, when he sees bullshit, he calls it not nonsense, not garbage. He calls bullshit, bullshit. He calls traitors, traitors. He calls a spade. He's beautiful. He's like us. Only he's, well, he's the leader that we up to now did not produce. But he's here now. And we'll meet up again tomorrow night here in the Trump Clubhouse to see what he comes up with in the next 24 hours. See you then.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.